You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I'd like to ask you to stand on our feet as we read God's Word, starting in the book of Genesis. Ito po sabi ng Bible sa Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Here's what it says. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own what?
Image.
In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them, as God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number." Let's bow our heads and let's welcome the Spirit of God in our midst. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge you, Lord, in this very place. We thank you that truly you are the center of what we do here. Lord, I'm asking you that you would bless the preaching of your word. And Lord, I pray, even as we talk about this topic, I pray, Father God, for the spirit of revelation and the spirit of understanding and knowledge, that let the Holy Spirit be the one to unveil it to us. Lord, we need the wisdom of God in this, Lord God, topic, that we will not be, Lord God, violated, Lord God, even in our own soul, or even be defiled, Father God, as we talk about this issue. So, Father, I pray that you bless the preaching of your word and bless every heart who's here today. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Well, how many of you believe that God has blessed the Filipinos with gift of ingenuity? How many of you believe that God has gifted us with creativity? And somehow, if we are inspired, we want to express it through songs. We're inspired and somehow in love, we express it through by writing poems. In other words, paminsan tayo mga Pilipino, may pagka makatapo tayo, hindi po ba? Well, today, please allow me to share some statements or quotes, just like this couple here at my back. All right, they've been together for such a while, and they're classmates, actually. And the guy started to converse with the classmate and started saying, sabi niya pong ganun, "Alam mo, gusto ko lang malaman, bagyo ka ba? Kasi the moment that you left my area of responsibility, you left my heart in a state of calamity." Wow. Crap. Ayos. Again, di pa siya nakontento. Sabi niya ganon, "Classmate, alam mo, ako ang science at ikaw naman ang lab ko." Sa totoo lang, para kang test paper eh. Naubos ng oras ko, kakatingin lang sa'yo. Yo, yung ba, miss, nagsusulat na, oh. Alright, okay. Talagang seryoso kayo, ha? Okay, talagang gusto nyo rin ganon, di ba? Dalawang beses lang naman kitang nais makasama. Now and forever. Yeah, okay. Alarm clock ka ba? Ginising mo kasi ang natutulog kong puso. Excuse me, I'd like to ask you, are you a dictionary? Because you give meaning to my life. Nice. Ito, matindi to. Alright, ito talaga, lalo na pag-dentista. Pan-dentista to eh. Postiso ka ba? Kasi I can't smile without you. Yes. Alright, well, iba talaga Pinoy mga kapatid, alright? So, ano ba to? Church ba to? Ano ba nangyari dito sa atin? Is this a church? Well, anyway, do you realize that man is so easy to fall in love? Alam nyo ba yon? It's so easy for, when I say man, it's general. Whether you're a woman, you're a man, all across. It's easy for a person to fall in love. Actually, I came up with 6 C's. 6 C's that a person can do for letting the other person fall in love with him or her. You know what's the first one? It's called charisma. Mga ganyang mga quotes. Mga ganyang papresko ng konti, papansin, hello. Maybe there's something about a person when he started, di ba, to like a girl or a boy. There is such thing as charisma. Everybody say charisma. There's another letter C. Cute. Or face value. Paminsan iba, hindi naman cute, pero feeling nila cute sila. Hello? Paminsan naman, magpapa-cute para mapansin. So, well, advantage yun. Mga 20 points. Hello? There are other people who's not just pa-cute or charisma. How about this? How about cash? Dato, mga kapatid. Diba, uy, grabe naman. Style, wow, tingnan mo naman, grabe. Since meron siyang cash, syempre, blowout. Which another relation to see? Chocolates, hello, flowers. Eh, since may cash, syempre, may car. Diba? Iba eh, pag may, diba, pag, I remember, bigla ko naalala, close friend of mine who's driving a Pajero, sabi niya, kahit pa paano, pare, pag naka-pajero ako, at least, pare, mukha nang gwapo, di ba? Hindi pala ako bumababa sa sasakyan, gwapo na pati yung kotse ko. Think about that, di ba? Parang kumbaga, 20 points. Another letter C, alright? How about this? How about the care, di ba? Thoughtful. Okay, parati niya ako kinakamusta. Okay, parati siya nag-aalala sa akin. Since care siya, di ba, syempre, the person shows some concern. Hello, di ba? Di ba parang, uy, parang naisip niya yun? Naisip niya ako? Before Valentine, meron na siyang message sa akin through another si cell phone. Hello? Maga-maga pa lang, hindi pa ako na, talagang alarm clock niya, alarm clock ko siya. Kinigising niya ako. Bakit kaya? Those are the six C's that cause a person to fall in love. Let me ask you, how many of you are guilty somehow? You had those C's in your life. Only one and two, like me? Dalawa lang kami honest dito. All right. Well, these are some things that I believe easy for a person to fall in love. Why is that? Do you realize that love is the most sung, the most somehow misused, abused, and sometimes it gives a little complexity, all right, in our life and in this world that we live in? That I believe it's important for us to share some biblical perspective so that we will follow God's perspective regarding the true meaning of what love is. Again, looking back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, sabi po ng Bible, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. You might be asking, excuse me, Pastor Mark, are we in the right track here? Are we in the right scripture here? What does that scripture something to do with love? I'm telling you, it is so much involved with the word love. So why is that? How many of you believe that in order for us to come up with the answer one, like putting blank or times blank, all right, equals one, how many of you know that we need to put some number there? What's the right number in order for us to arrive in that equation? Huh? What's the word? 11? One ba? Tama ba? One? May ina ako sa mat eh. Alright. One po ba? One ba? Pare? Pare, hindi ko sigurado. One ba? Alright. Ah, okay. One. So we could come up with the equation here. One times one is equivalent to one. Diba? But if you put like one half times one is equivalent to what? One half. Right? What about this? One half times one half is equivalent to 1/4, parang pababa na pababa, hindi po ba? What's my point here? You know, our life is just like a plastic cup, right? A plastic cup wherein you could use for a drink. But do you realize every person who would come here on earth, born here on earth, is a sinner? To the fact that all of us are sinners, then something is wrong with our being. In other words, we are born here on earth with certain shortcomings, insecurities. We ourselves are the problems. That's why we are just like a plastic cup, but with different and so many holes in it. Are you here with me? Just exactly that picture there. All of us are like that. Para tayong cup. All right, na pag binuhusan mo ng tubig, soft drinks, ano pa yan, lahat po tayo may mga holes within our soul. And the point is, the Bible has something to say with regards with this. In fact, the right equation that we saw a while ago should be 1 times 1 is equivalent to 1. The point is, in order for us to be fulfilling, achieve success with our relationship, we got to first realize that I got to be whole. W-H-O-L-E. Instead of my being as H-O-L-E, whole. Does that make sense? In other words, if I myself, which is H-O-L-E, whole, And then I'm going to get into a relationship with somebody also who's probably one half, H-O-L-E. How many of you would say it's not going to work? That relationship will not last. In fact, marriages sometimes are like that. They started good. After 5 years, fine. After 10 years, then the sinful nature started to come out. And then problems would come their way. And then they have a hard time coping up. Why? Because of certain money issues, communication issues, and all that. We're going to talk about more of that next week because we're going to focus on marriage. But the point here is sometimes we lose track. We lose the edge. We lose the fire of love simply because the personality, the being, is not one, W-H-O-L-E, but H-O-L-E. Does that make sense? What's the point here, my friend? Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God says, be fruitful and multiply. That's the promise of God. The kind of God that we're serving here, the kind of God that wants to show and reveal himself to us is this, that God is a God of multiplication. Everybody say multiplication. That's why part of our lives is we got to be productive. Why? Because God wants to see fruits. God calls us to be his beings, his vessel, to produce multiplication, to produce wealth, to produce certain results that could impact societies and even families. What are we saying here? First things first, we gotta be whole. It's impossible for us to get into a relationship that we ourselves are not whole. W-H-O-L-E. In other words, I got to see myself and commit myself of becoming whole before I look for someone else that I'm gonna get into a relationship. Does that make sense, my friends? Secondly, if I will be whole, W-H-O-L-E, then I got to find someone, which is a challenge for us, to find someone who is like me, which is a W-H-O-L-E, for the marriage, for that relationship to work. If I am whole, W-H-O-L-E, I'm Christian, I'm spirit-filled, I gave my life to Christ, I received God's deliverance, I'm redeemed by Jesus' blood, and I'm serving God, and I have this relationship with God, and then I will end up with someone because of the six C's that he's trying to show me, and I fall in love in my emotion to this guy, but this guy is not one, but he's around one third. Hello? I would end up with what? With the wrong view of relationship. It cannot be done. That's why one whole times one whole is equivalent to what? To one, which is marriage, union. We're going to focus and emphasize more of that next week. Question is, what does a whole person look like? Pastor Mark, what are you saying here? Are we saying we talk about love, the person needs to be perfect? Definitely not. We're not talking about perfection. There's no way for a person to be perfect. Are you here with me? But there's such thing as the Bible would like to introduce to us about us being whole, a whole being or a whole person. The question is, how whole are you? How whole are you? That's the big question. You want to talk about love? Well, let's talk about first yourself. Is that okay? How whole, W-H-O-L-E, are you? Well, we could say that a person who is whole is, number one, is a person who acknowledges his uniqueness. Everybody say uniqueness. Bakit uniqueness? Ano naman kinalaman sa pag-ibig yan? Well, it deals so much with the word love. Why uniqueness? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our what? Image. In our likeness. It is so clear here, my friends, that God created us just like who he is. We didn't come out from any explosion. Are you here with me? That there's two planets or a big kind of planet just explode and all of a sudden it created the earth. And some of it was formed, it becomes monkey, that it develops, the monkey develops, and all of a sudden, that monkey started to walk. I'm a man, my friend. I came from the monkeys. Well, that's why you look like one if you believe that. I'm sorry, I don't came from monkeys. I came from God. God created me in his own image and likeness. You got to realize and acknowledge that you are unique. What is being unique? Being unique means that there is no other person like you in this whole world that is exactly like you. Wala kang katulad, pare. Hello? Wala tayong kamukha. Sabi nila, paminsan daw kamukha ko si Martin. Na-offend ako! Oh gosh! Offend ako! Di ba? Martin, sino Martin? Maraming Martin eh, di ba? Listen, God created me that way and nobody has the same fingerprint. My voice, be my lady. Sorry. Iba siya, iba ako. Alright, magkaiba ho tayo. Listen, we are unique and God created us just like the way He wanted us to be. Hello? But we are created. Saan ang galing yun? Saan yung origin? It's His image. It's God was the one who formed you the way He wanted to. In Psalm 139, there you go, verse 13 to 14, the Bible says, You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Think about this, my friends. Okay, go back there. God was at work when we were still in our mother's womb. Okay, with the latest technology, you know, the first time I saw my son, he was 4 months old in my wife's womb. Nakita ko yung sa ultrasound, naiyak po ako, mga kapatid. I mean, wow, there's heartbeat. Oh, heartbeats. Nakita ko yung tsura. Grabe, so sobrang tuwa ako. Naiyak po ako. Nag-celebrate kami ng asawa ko. Honey date tayo ngayon. Alright, sobrang saya ko. Grabe. And think about this. We were nothing and yet God was creating, fashioning us, molding us. Your face, yes. The style of your hair, yes. Your nose, yes. Yeah, please don't question your nose if it's flat. Alright? Don't question the color of our skin. You gotta be proud. Why? Because God was so happy. He was so proud to make you as His own. Is that a good news? You gotta acknowledge our uniqueness. Wala na pong katulad. Nag-iisa ka lang. Nag-iisa ka lang sa mundong ito. And having said that, sometimes when we don't acknowledge our uniqueness, we end up following others, their style, hello, their personality. Na paminsan pag tumingin po tayo sa salamin, grabe, parang, grabe naman. Parang kamukha ko si Piolo. Pero alam mo, hindi. Hello? Diba? Oh, grabe, parang pwede to. Pwede pa. Listen, you just gotta be secure of who we are. And because of latest gadgets and all that we try to follow, for us to add up with our value, listen to this. No. God made you that way. And we gotta acknowledge that we are who we are based on the way God sees us. Can you say amen to that? Problem is, if you don't see yourself the way God sees you, then probably we're not W-H-O-L-E. In fact, there was a guy who just made a book. And the title of the book was God, you can show that, it's there you go. You're born an original, don't die a copy. All right? And please, I think that's the message itself is, let's not copy from others just to fill in the void in our hearts, to fill in the insecurities. Are you here with me? Kasi paminsan, TH eh, trying hard. Hindi ikaw yun eh. Diba? Just be who you are because God created you that way. Can you say amen to that? How can you say a person is whole? A whole person is a person who accepts his identity. Everybody say identity. Or we could say wholeness. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 again, sabi po ng Bible, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him male and female. What? He created them. Well, first things first here, I want you to understand that God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Hello? There's only two genders, my friend. It's either you're male and you're female. There was a guy who says, male and female is a matter of birth, but being a man and being a woman is a matter of choice. It is a choice for us to have our own manhood and your womanhood. Are you here with me? And some would think that, well, but Pastor, I'm not. Pastor, God created me like this. You mean God rejected me? No, no, kidding aside, I just want to say this. God created male and female. There's no middle ground. There's no other one or C. It's only A and B. There was one time I remember, who is this guy who shared, he was in Galleria, our Galleria church, and he entered this parlor, and there was this person na nagupit sa kanya, and learning that he was from Victory. And sabi niya, nagugupit sa kanya, "Oh, really? You're from Victory? Oh, gosh. You know what? I like your church. Your church, you know, grab it. Your church, you know what? Your church never condemns people like us. You know, your church is, I like your church. We are welcome in your church. And that's why we love to go to your church, even though puno siya and dami artista. But you know what? I like your church and you accept us." You know, somehow, I like the idea of person who would say that. In fact, that's basically what we want people to understand and people to feel, that it's for everyone. Victory is for everyone. And we welcome you as who you are. We welcome you no matter what your background is. Great? Is that great? But I just want you to understand, we welcome the sinner, but God hates the sin. He will never ever condone homosexuality. All right? That is why even in our own guys, all right, there are people who were set free. Thought, akala ko normal. And you know what? Please, we understand the social consequences or the social experiences wherein people would say, how could I be a man wherein my dad left us? I grew up without a dad. My dad was there. He never talked to me. You know, he's a womanizer. And then, you mean to say it's my fault? Uh-huh. Okay. What about this? You know, I grew up trying to be a man, but somebody violated me. Somebody molested me. Someone who's authority molested me, and I'm like this. And I don't want to be like this, and I have this. Well, let me tell you this. That's why there is a church. There's people like us. All of us here, whether you're homosexual or not, that's not even the point. The point is all of us were born with such a hole in our lives that our soul needs to get right with God. Are you here with me? That's why we needed God, eh. Kaya nga may Diyos, eh. Kaya nga po may church. And I was sharing this during the other service where I would call up my Victory group leader at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, telling me, "Bro, I have a problem. I needed prayer at this moment." You know what? Gigising yan. Pagpipray ako, sumukita pa tayo, Mark, eh. And I appreciate the concern and the love and the acceptance that even though I had such problems back then, but people willing to help me and strengthen me. And that's what this church is all about. Are you here with me? And listen to this. All of us are imperfect people. That's given. But you know that deep within you, probably you're struggling with identity. And let me tell you, the enemy came to steal that manhood, that womanhood. And there is no such thing as bisexual. With all due respect to everyone, we love you. But God cannot condone in sin. Amen? Identity, it's so important. Just one scripture, we go to the next. It says here in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, "But when God, who set me apart from birth, called me by His grace, was pleased." Think about this. God, He set me apart from birth, right from the very beginning. When He saw you, God pointed His finger, "That's my kid, that's my baby, that's my boy, that's my girl, that person is mine." Think about that. And God wants our identity to be in line with His. Gotta share this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. Here's what it says. "For He," God, "chose us in Him." He chose us to what? In what? Chose us in Him. All right? "Before the creation of the world, to be holy," means to be set apart, "and blameless in His sight." Alam niyo po ba? Bago pa lang ginawa ni Lord yung mundo, sabi sa Bible eh, He chose us. Pinili na ako ni Lord. Hindi niya lang ako sinet apart. Hindi lang ako ginawa ni Lord. Pinili pa rin niya ako. Nung wala pang buhay sa mundong ito, namili na si Lord. Namakyaw na. Kasama tayo doon, mga kapatid. Verse 5, "In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons." Since God loves you so much, the only way is my Son, through Jesus Christ, in accordance with what? His pleasure and will. Do you realize how excited God is when you will accept Him as Lord and Savior? How excited God is when you'll be delivered from your sins? How excited God is when you'll be helped with people and be part of Victory groups? And just you staying a Lone Ranger Christian? Hello? with pleasure and His will, we got to realize that we got not only acknowledge our uniqueness, but accept our identity. Number three, a person who is whole is a person who appreciates his value. Everybody say value. Are we valuable people? I remember playing basketball. I'm a basketball player back then, and I remember joining different teams, different tournaments, liga. And there was a time wherein I won a trophy and receiving the most valuable player. And it feels so good. And it's still there, that trophy, in our old house, with my mom's house. Rusty, but it's still there, standing, medyo tagilid nga lang. But what a feeling. But listen to this. We don't have to be somebody else. I don't have to strive for me to gain my value. Because God already, when He created me, the Bible says, I'm valuable in His eyes. Let's check this out. Isaiah 43 verse 4 says, because you are precious. Everybody say precious. Precious to me. You are honored. And what does the Bible says? Wow. I didn't say that. It's a personal statement. It's a very serious statement. He's telling all of us here, you're precious. You're mine. I made you. I created you. I chose you. Since you're precious, you're honored. And remember this. God says, I love you. Who can top that? The Bible says, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Demons? Angels? Hardships? Trials? What changes the love of God in us? No. The Bible says, He made us more than conquerors because of His Son. Are you here with me? Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6. The Bible says, for you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples of the face of the earth to be what? Let's read it all together. Now, 1, 2, 3, go. His people and? That's how valuable you are. And if you're not convinced yet, here's what happened. When we had such problems, we're the one who created chaos in this world. We broke the covenant we had from God. But guess what? This is how valuable you are. God sent His Son. And God bought us with a price. And that price, what is His precious blood. That's how important, valuable every person is. Let me tell you this. It is possible for us to be whole. We can be whole only with the work of God, His grace, in our relationship with God. That's why Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, God demonstrated His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Habang tayo ay naliligo sa kasalanan, tuwan-tuwa tayo sa pleasure of sin. The power of sin, naghahalakhak tayo. We want, you know what I'm saying? Listen to this. God has showed His love to you. How? He died for you. To emphasize more of this, all right? Another scripture in John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Here's the point. We love, or we could love. What's the reason why we could love? We have the power to love. We have the capacity to love. Why? Because He first loved us. Friends, when I talk about real stuff of love, real love life, you want it to work? You want to be successful in loving someone? Long-lasting? Here's the bottom line. He first loved us. My wife was here during the previous service, and my wife knows, both of us knows, we can't love each other. I'm Christian, I'm a pastor. But I could only love my wife, and my wife could love me on the basis of Christ's unconditional love for us. Why were you saved? Why were you here? You know, there's no person who could accept you as who you are. We all know that in this world, we have to buy love. We have to perform to others in order for others to accept us. That's why love in this world is conditional. But for God, while we were still sinners, He gave Himself for us. That's how powerful our love life be and become. Again, we can truly love as we are made whole by Christ's unconditional love. Let's read it all together now. 1, 2, 3, go. We can truly love as we are made whole by Christ's unconditional love. Sorry to say, don't talk to me about love unless we all have Christ's love. Then we could love and forgive and accept one another. Even though you hate me, we can love. Why? Because He first loved me. I'm not worthy of His love. He loved me anyway. I'm accepted. And that is why it's possible for us to love one another only in Christ's unconditional love. Do you get this all? Can we just bow our heads? Thank you, Lord. Lord, you said that perfect love drives out fear. And sometimes, Lord, we are insecure. We work hard and perform for us to be accepted, for us to be loved. And Lord, thank you that, Lord, we don't have to perform. We don't have to do good works. By the merit of what you've done, that's enough for us to receive your love. While every heads are bowed and eyes closed in, as we enter this month of love and people have a different notion of what love is, well, the foundation of love is Christ, His unconditional love. If you're here tonight, you probably are struggling. God can make us whole through Christ. Maybe you're running away and you have made a decision for the past few weeks and months that you've run away from God. Let me tell you, God can restore you through His love in Christ Jesus. If you want the love of Christ to fully manifest in your life and for you to say, Lord, I want you to make me whole. How imperfect we are, but yet you can make us whole. God can make us whole today. Would you lift up your hand and say, Lord, here I am. I surrender my shortcomings. I surrender my pride to change. I surrender my selfish attitude. And that's the problem. That's the enemy. Sometimes it's not the enemy, the devil, but the problem is me because I'm selfish. And that's why, Lord, here I am today. I want to surrender and receive your unfailing love, your unfailing, everlasting, unconditional love. Just lift up your hands if that's you and say, Lord, I want to recommit my heart to you, Lord. Once again, give my heart back to you. Lift up your hands if that's you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone else, lift up your hands as high as you can. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Including some of you who came for the first time and you're saying, I want to experience the love of God. I need help. I want His love, not the love of others, but His love. His undying, unconditional love. I have so many, oh boy, I have so many sins. I have so many, I'm unworthy. Let me tell you, God can accept you right here, right now. Who else lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you. Those of you lifted up your hands. If you need to lift up that hand and acknowledge Christ, well, God can make us whole. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I just want to pray for all of you whose hands are lifted up. Would you stand up where you are, sir, ma'am? If you're lifting up your hands, stand up where you are. Please, stand up. I want to pray for you. I believe this message is, yes, it's for everybody, but I believe God zero into you. Who else? If you lifted up your hand, yes, thank you. Who else? If you want to enter into this relationship with Christ, would you stand up? Live up as you lifted up your hand. If you need to stand up and know that you need to give your life to Christ, well, today is your opportunity. Anyone else? Just stand up where you are. I want to pray for you. We want to wait for you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord.